For UConn Magazine, I was researching the Blizzard of 78. I got interested in the history of weather cancellations because that's the kind of
thing. We have talked about this, how there were like years where we had no weather cancellations on campus.
So for this trip to Tom's History Corner, it's a very snowy corner indeed. We're going to go back to February 7th, 1978.
I like picturing it as a snowy corner.
Snowy corner.
Very
yeah,
good,
like sound effects.
Perfect. Wow, do you guys hear
work.
That? Hear the wind coming?
So this was a nor'easter that started and weather detection radar and things weren't as sophisticated as they are today, so it kind of caught people in the region off guard. This was a storm. Normally, nor'easters last about 6 to 12 hours. This lasted 33 hours of heavy snow. So there was record snowfall around the region. About 100 people were killed, actually, and close to $2 billion in today's money. And damage was done. It was during a new moon, so the tides were very high, and so there was a lot of damage along the coast in New England. What was not happening during all this was the cancellation of classes at UConn. Actually, the commuter, the regional campuses, which at the time were all commuter, we now have housing at Stanford, but at the time that was not the case. They were all canceled, and commuters were told to stay home. But it's a largely residential campus then as now. And Kenneth G. Wilson, who was the vice president for academic affairs, which I think is probably like the provost, he said in the Daily Campus, they're paraphrasing what he said, quote, he suggested students should use their own judgment to attend classes just to see if their professors do show, since, quote, some of them can be funny.
I'm so baffled by this quote.
Some of them can be funny.
Sometimes professors are funny, so risk your life in this blizzard and try to just
I would
see.
Point out that faculty and staff are also commuters.
Pretty much, for the most part.
See if they show up because they're funny. Does he mean funny like ha-ha? Or
no,
does he
like,
mean
like strange.
So they're strange.
They're oddballs. They're going to show up anyway.
They're going to show up
So you
anyway.
Might as well go and see if your professor's there.
And they didn't have emails. They couldn't be like, hey, guys, we're not coming. Wow.
That was the days of the telephone tree.
Very interesting.
By the afternoon, Governor El Grasso had declared a state of emergency and had shut down all roads in the state.
So we did not.
So classes were canceled starting in the late afternoon, early evening.
Good for them. Jeez.
And then they were canceled the following day, Wednesday. But they waited until 6 a.m. on Wednesday to cancel classes.
Jeez.
And the stories, I will say the Daily Campus story was actually really good-natured about it. On the day of the blizzard, the front page headline was, classes are being held if you can tunnel there.
I love it.
In the following day's story, Kenneth G. Wilson said this was the first time in his 27 years at UConn that he could remember canceling classes because of weather. So I got really interested to find out, when did they cancel classes for weather? So I think you have to go all the way back to 1938 for the Great New England Hurricane of 1938, which was the largest and worst hurricane to hit the region in history.
They really didn't cancel classes for 27 years.
No, I mean for 40 years.
40 years, yeah. I was thinking about his.
So 700 people died. Like, this was a terrible hurricane. So they didn't have classes, obviously.
Well, good.
But they did put out an issue of the Connecticut campus newspaper.
Oh, okay.
So
Can't wait. The
students, they couldn't print it. So what they did is they had a mimeograph machine.
Wow.
And they mimeographed two pages, and they were sitting up next to a battery-powered shortwave radio because they got world news in their storm edition from the Munich conference when Britain and France forced Czechoslovakia to cede Sudetenland to Nazi Germany. That's like in the issue. So, but most
good
of it
for them, they would not do that now.
Most of it, as you can imagine, is storm-related news. One of the things that I thought was pretty interesting is they also were interested in trying to figure out when was the last time class had been canceled for weather. So they talked to Sherman P. Hollister, superintendent of grounds, who apparently had been there for quite a long time.
I just want to add that to the list of great names.
Of great names, Sherman P. Hollister. And he talked about how, I mean, I guess there were a lot more trees. And that's actually when you see old pictures from before 1938 on campus, there are a lot more trees. There was something called Valentine Grove, which had oak trees that were hundreds of years old, and they all came down. Oh. And a devastated Sherman P. Hollister said that it would take at least 100 years for the campus to regain its former beauty.
I'm not sure if that's true,
but
it's very beautiful now, and it is not.
What he told them was he thought that this was the first time that normal operations had been disrupted since an ice storm in 1909.
Wow.
So
I just want to note that last year on my birthday, it snowed about 5 flakes, and we had a snow day.
Yeah, we did.
That is, the winter of 1978 was when I moved to Virginia from New Jersey, of all places, and that the whole East Coast was just blanketed. And down in Northern Virginia then, I think it's still kind of the same, they don't do very well with weather.
No.
And it was George Washington's birthday weekend. It was in early February. Of course, they don't celebrate Lincoln's birthday down there. below the Mason-Dixon line, of course. And everything shut. The government shut down, much like it is right now, except for the weather. And it was everything was closed for 3 days, the entire weekend.
Yeah.
People abandoned their cars in the middle of the Shirley Highway, which is Route 395 down there. It was nothing moving. People, I remember, in the parking lot where I was living, the apartment complex, people were using spoons to try and get snow away from their cars.
Oh, yeah, they don't have shovels.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, serving spoons.
Gravy and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, when I lived in North Carolina, I was king of my apartment complex because I was the only person who owned a shovel.
Wow.
So when it snowed, like
So you had to shovel everyone out.
I had to
out,
shovel everyone
poor
out.
Poor guy.
But yeah, so I can't say this definitively with 100% confidence, but I think it's extremely possible that in the first 78 years of the 20th century, classes were canceled because of weather at UConn three times.
That is insane.
There was a blizzard in 1958 with 17 inches of snow, and they had class, and commuters had to come, and the parking lots weren't cleared, so they just parked in the streets.
Did people really come?
They did. There's pictures in the Daily Campus of like students trudging through these narrow pathways.
Dedicated students.
The only other time I could find for classes being canceled was the day John F. Kennedy was assassinated, which obviously was not weather related.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fascinating.